in Vaseisa brings a locha which Ramoka, which is in Shulchan Aruch too, in Ramo, which we held, I think, last year and been assuming a few times in the past. That is, the Tuvas of Asbo in Oruchayim Kinvo. The Nisha Sholkhuloi, so it's your beat on your base, the daughter was kidnapped. We were kidnapped on Shabbos. But it's your Mikhail Yisrael. And they took a portrait, and the portrait, they kidnapped him. It's for the purpose of Shmad, converting her. Then, it happened today too. Today. So the Shali is a mutter to be Michal Shabbos, to be Yaseh Chosid Chum. So the Rashba, the Tuvas Rashba says, the Tolin Awasugi, but I'm going to go to the Chatech Yishizke Chavecho. So how could they get Chatech Yishizke? And the Rashba says that, the Rashba says that since the Chatech Yishizke as only when he was a goyim, as I said, it's a mele. It's a tzorchiyun. I mean, he says tzorchiyun if it's mutter to Michal Shabbos to save him. Actually, he's not to save a life. To save, I mean, to save from shmad. But Yosef says that the few tasters, few second tasters and tasters, that. He says this is both of them. So the goyim brings down by Ruchos, the goyim's mask here in Shulchanor. The fee, the second person thinks is Poshut, that he says Chadesh Yizke, as long as the other guy was not Pesheya, so yes, he wasn't a Pesheya, so about this mutter to save her. And even on the first Teretz, it's a Mitzvah Rabbah, says the Vesesef. But the first Teretz, even before he commanded Pesheya, not Pesheya, the Mitzvah Rabbah is also mutter. And it's only a Mitzvah Rabbah, but the Lashon Vesesef is a Chilu of one Shabbos, Chilu Shabbos, is zuto compared to a person poshut zichom shmad becoming mishumud chamon atzlan for the rest of his or her life. So that's a mitzvah zuto, and that's a mitzvah abba. So if we both use him is muto. He says it's muto. He says chatei to be mizaki somebody else with the mitzvah abba. You say chatei to mizag a sandwich with Mitzvah Abba. What? Who's the place with? Piyaviv is a Mitzvah Abba. The Odin's chatei to mizag a sandwich with Mitzvah Abba. Piyaviv. But if he's there, yes, Mitzvah Abba. That's why the Mechavit has to pass him down like the Rashi. Would you like to know a question?
The person wasn't
doing an affair.
The person wasn't
Pesheya,
so
therefore
he said
he should do it. So he's not, who's the Pesheya here?
But
where is the case of the person who's born? Chas v'shom, she was kidnapped.
Oh, she was kidnapped.
She was very sick of Pesheya. Bein the second Teres, bein the first Teres, the three times is a mutter, we say Chatesh Yizke. The second Teres, as long as nobody was Pesheya, as long as the other person was Pesheya. And even if you don't have that Teres, but as long as for Mitzvah, we also say that. Rashba wasn't matir. Because the only shit I'll say. What? Bikul nefesh means life is in danger. Here, Taki Oil, Chai Netzach, Chai Olam is in danger.
Isn't that with more?
Yeah.
So, why wouldn't that be? So, the Kuach Nefesh of physical nefesh is still on Shabbos, then why not?
Say that, could be Pshatin in Mechaber. When I said, here it says, we I think we held this last year. In Shinchov Ches, Mamo says, Misha Reitzim will answer, Shayaba Aveiro, Gedoy Lo, Ein Mechal Unol, V'Shabbos Lila Tzilo. It's not mutter to Mechal Shabbos to save from somebody from doing a very chamur, even if it's Avar Zoro. Because if somebody's going to be Avar Zoro, and you can save him by Chal Shabbos, there's no hetter. So the Ramo himself sends you, the Ramo in Shin Vov sends you there. Why is the mutter to Michal Shabbos? I'm asking you a question, basically. Why is the mutter to Michal Shabbos to say this person was kidnapped? When here it's not mutter to Michal Shabbos, the Boyne Avera. So all the poskim here say that there it's that basically there is a one-time event. It's not mutter to Michal Shabbos to avoid an Avera. Even a Avera Chamur such as a Rezor, for example. But here the person is going to remain the rest of his life, Rahman Islam, in the Chavais, and who knows where, in a monastery or whatever. Obgishmat. Then it's mutter Michal Shabbos. It's in Yechonam. It's like a mutter Michal Shabbos. It's Michal Hed or Michal Hed or Michal Hed. Michal Shabbos. The Torah
of Michal Shabbos could be.
Some show to that Dorsha. Yeah. Depends on.
The Avodah Zarah afraid that he'll get drawn in and then Michal Shabbos is hard.
Like what?
By Avodah
Zarah
we said
it can't
be
one. It's a one-time event. It's a one-time event. It was not a one-time event, so then it's like this.
So by Arayah, Shabbos said that he couldn't one time. He could kill
Michal
Shabbos to save
him. There we have often Gemara. It's Mutal HaSil Ben Afshah. Eilu Shem Tzim Leishem Ben Afshah. Eilu Shem Tzim Leishem Ben Afshah. Eilu Shem Tzim Leishem Ben Afshah. What? Say this, so that's because the Tzad Nefoshes is there, like we want. The Tzad Nefoshes. Here, let's look at the grain a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch here. So, yes, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that that's mutter Michal Shabbos to save the person from the was kidnapped. So, the grain brings supposedly the Marashim Maratais. I ain't taste Shabbos of Dalit.
Why can't they rescue on Sunday?
Obviously, it was too late. If not, now forget it. Obviously, that's the case. If you can rescue on Sunday, then it's done. If you can wait, I got Mesh Lodin. Could be that if it's Deuchus, then maybe it's wait. Mesh Lodin. Let's say that by then it'll be too late.
A Safik?
What?
It was a
Safik. Safik in the first is Deuchus.
What? You trap the monster as well.
If it's mutter, so what? I don't know. Let's see what the guy says. I'll go point. Then we'll think about the shower.
Wouldn't 1 minion be enough?
Minion for Pasha Zocher. So who says that Chris heard the Raisa passes power, passes off his own Shabbos? We can't meet the next day in the Chamishu, or Purim, maybe. Maybe, okay. Tzorchin there. Tzorchin, but it's Tzorchin. I don't know. Tzorchin, the Goyin says, Beit, Kubeit, Ha-Teyutim, Beit, Kubeit, Ha-Teyutim, Ha-Teyutim, His heter, that the Michal Shabbos, to save a person from Shmad, is Kifi Beit, Ha-Teyutim, So Teyutim. That's Mutter, Beloi, Pasha. They have both here. As if a person feeds that, if a person is going on his own volition to the goyim, join the goyim. Join the goyim to go convert. But you think if you're Michal Shabbos, you can save him. Then already, you feed the second terrorist. You don't have a second terrorist because he's a Pasha. But the Hoitzio, if he was kidnapped, then you have both terrorists. And there's no, you can't save Michal Shabbos to save something from Yigoyva and Niso Chomo. Because Ein Mitzvah Gedoylo Mishmir Shabbos as a guy. You hear? Mash Ein Kein Ki Agavno, like it says here in Shin Vov, which is going to be lost out of the fold, Lugamve, Ki agav no lovil chal yisrael. It means in the name to bring something to return something to chal yisrael. It's mutar. Mutar chal shabbos. V'nei rashba v'tzu v'yisrael. The rashba asa is in my sin. And he says, "Lo shavin and elo heichot shenasa yisrael yodeh." Like I says in the beginning, only when only mutar from the chatei sheyizke, like the case in Eruvin, when the chover was responsible for the amoretz eating. Then he says chatei sheyizke. The Rashi says that's the only time, and that's the only time he says chatei sheyizke. V'hein tchilas divrei Tosfos in Shabbos takim. But Tosfos adds a few things. Number one, Tosfos says mitzvah rabba mutar. V'chanal. So this is only mitzvah rabba. Ubiteret habeis, the second teret, Tosfos said, teichet leiposha mutar. So what's plan the Rashbo? They're going very good. They're going to put in plan. The going says, the Rashbo lishito also lishito also. The cause of the chidush of Tosfos, the Rashbo in the chidush of Takabayas. The Rashbo only means down on the first teret of Tosfos. Teret's reason, so Tosfos, the mitzvah. He brings down the teret of Tosfos, the mitzvah of Abashaini, because they're way near it. Because then the Rashbo says, we spoke on the Rashbo a few days ago. The Rashba, the Gemara, but Koyfin is Rabbi, Chetia, Chetibin, Ben Choyvin, Koyfin is Rabbi Shacharai. So what does the Rashba say? We spoke about the other day. The Rashba says, no Issa Bechal. The Rashba says, Chetia, Chetibin, Ben Choyvin, there is no Issa of Loilo and Behem Tavoidu. So the Mice is not being over anything. That's because the Rashba. And the case of Shivcho, the Rashba Fizois came to Boy Surah. The rabbi Nisholu mitzvah the rabbi Shani. Mitzvah the rabbi Shani. So therefore the rashi said he has no mocker. That's what the going points out. The rashi Lushitosa in Shuvah says he has no mocker from our sugya to say chatei sheyizke. It's poshut mashma that according to Rashba, for better words, we don't define this matter as being matter of the good nefesh. That matter is no v'chayvim. There's no point. There's no v'chayvim. We have to go with divin dorim, and the Rashba didn't find heter. And even when talking about the mechabit matter, so Beis Yosef himself, and even the goyim, we're going to see that it's not that we give it a blanket head of Shimchal Shabbos because v'chayvim. For example, it's not like that. It's because Chatei Sheyizke applies. And Chatei Sheyizke applies even the Chilul Shabbos, because to bring something back to Klal Yisrael is a schus, it's a mitzvah rabba, it's the biggest schus than what they're losing by the Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, those little agumah, that's a lot of him. Poser only is yodoy. Benon, no son sech yodoy. Mai chai, lo bina akiva vanocha, mea gam imokum dalud al dalud. So how many mahalchim in shame did you see for this mokum dalud al dalud? Which come from the Torah? Which Torah say need dalud al dalud? How many sort of my little shame? What? The main one tastes?
Tastes
good. What about Rashi? Rashi had even plants. And he had the fourth plant, you see. Okay. Alright. Bavinian Akir Vanocha Gabi Mokum Dalad Dalad. Let's see Rashi. The Mea Gabi Mokum Dalad Dabi Choshul Mevi and Chosei Hanocha Vekirosei Akir. V'yodi lav mokum dalid hu, u'ptani lo masizin bein la akiva bein la anocho, itoni v'nosan teich yodo yishel ba'la ba'ezer anocho. Eish not al mi teicho ha'irei akiva. So what does Rashi say? Rashi is not like Ben Atam, not like Duri, but for the ma'is anocho to be considered ma'is anocho, and who didn't ma'is akiva to be akiva, it's only an akiva and anocho, it's a mokum dalid. So the gedorim of the ma'is, gedorim of the ma'is, that's the words in Rashi. That's not... It's not Rashi didn't have a Yahuz of Mekoyma or Gilus or whatever. That, how did Rashi know that? According to the Gemara, I don't know. But it's at least one plant. It's Dinim in the Maisa, Ikim in the Maisa, Anocho. Yeah, what? What question? Now, Tosfos says, I look very well in Tosfos. I'm a Benatam, then we give us a nich, heve, sepochos, medalit. V'chein hoyom, stoma, b'mishlam. Tosfos needs a pshat, but the choyot of Tosfos is like this. That we can assume that this is the way it did, I saw in the Mishkan. We can assume, again, we're not a mafush. The goal is we're not a mafush. I mean, the tzuras hamlocha. The goal is choyot, everything, we know for sure they did it. Sometimes we know how they did it. But here we can conjecture that they did it in the Mishkan in such an way, because then we give us a chayvus and pepochus midalit. So, maybe if since that's the way they did it in the Mishkan, so that's the way so we require that the Hatzon Melacha Shabbos be like that. Also be Mokum Dal, the second Pshat. But you don't even read another Pshat. The Hatzon is Mekoyim and Mashma, the Koyim and Mechavis. If you learn from a start of the Pesach, Koyim and Mekoyim and Mechavis, it has to do with the Hatzon of Bey, so we learned. The Hatzon of Bey within the Al Yoytzi, Al Yoytzi. Ava gav the Pashat, you call Koyim and Mechavis, Odom. And it comes from Nisa Tchumin, and we learned in the base, Tain of Dal Damis, Mekoyim Shal Odom, the smallest Mekoyim Shal Odom, the Torah says Mekoyimoy. The Torah says Mekoyimoy. And talk about the Ish shouldn't leave his Mokum. So what's the Mokum? The Ish Dal Damis. That's what we define as being Dal Mokum. But Mekoyim Mokum, Nash Mashma Nami, like Torah says, Nami Mokum Mechevei, it's supposed to also comes. The Asar Hatzor, that's Torah Shita, that the two Psukim in Torah, the Asar Hatzor, this is one, the other one is in Pas Bayakal, Ayasoid Moloko, says Mikoimoi, Mikomoko Mashim Nam Mokum Machavits, it's also with from a Mokoim, Vain Mokum Hoshapokos, me Dalid. So the reason is very clear that the Torah says it's also from a Mokum to a Mokum. It's not Mokum, it's Dalid. The Rambam has a spoiler. The Rambam has some science. Very interesting. He said two nekudas there. So he got shlishi. It's in the bit in the paragraph of the Maskul Stein. Shein Arba. Ki lo yischaye v'oikye mishutz v'hinyech mishutz acher ad sheyakob mokom shi b'dalit al dalit v'hinyech gam ken b'mokom shi al dalit. Why? כי משהו פחות מזה אשר לא הניח בוי, לא הניח בוי, היא עד את הסבור, מתעדך, זה הסבור, בודה, זה לא זה סבור. בינתיים זה סבור, זה מיזה את מישהו, אתה פחות לסבור, אני אומר, כי פחות מזה אשר, people don't put חברות עם דם, why? Because they don't fall down, כי החברות עם המונות, הם לא הסכיימו, אלו הם כן, יהיו חברות עם דקים. What do you put on a service as dal dal? Dal dal is about this, only small חברות. Only small thin חברות, anything bigger, you're not going to put on it. So it's not, what is that smaller? It's not a mokum hanocha. It's not a mokum hanocha. He speaks out. Elim ken chafotim dachim. So my story is together. The criterion was determined by bigger chafotim. Why? I don't know. Then we'll come to him and say, when the Gemara says, I'll mention now. When the Gemara says later, Yodah shalodah b'chashuvah gadal dadalad. Right? That's the Gemara's most common. At the end of the Sukkah, Yodah shalodah b'chashuvah gadal dadalad. Why is that? We had it in Tosfos, but then the Beis Amnal, the first Tosfos says, that says, because he hold it, it doesn't fall down, he hold it, because he grasp it with his fingers, whatever it is, it doesn't fall down. Okay. Right. Oh, my Rabbi. Oh, money, Rabbi, keep it on my leg, being the milk of my Rabbi, I'll have all this man. I say, Mishra Zayochel, Mishra Zayochel, Mishra Zayochel, Mishra Zayochel, give him a chaye of some page. Give us over, me, put me from Kodomi, or one side, I mean, put me from Kodomi. Okay, there's a lot of Koshi and Yerim Koshi to explain it right away. That's it. That's it, Rashi. Kuto, a chevet, oil, vinikla, bavio, shavishus. Kuto, a chevet. Rashi is telling you, the words like kutuk mishun, what's kutuk? A chevitz. Right, after the comma. Hoyu, so what's the chat? Hoyu v'niklat, v'avir, so v'shul shalabim, כי מי יש לא נוכל ביסוי חלו. ואף אגב דלוי נוח. Let's understand this. Let's first understand a little bit. Kul Gemi Shlomcho. What's the etzim din of Kulto Gemi Shlomcho? Before we come to talk about Mokum Dalda Dalda, what's the etzim din of Kul Gemi Shlomcho? So what's the plan of that? What's the plan of Kulto Gemi Shlomcho? So, to take the last time, why is it that Akiva is Mechayiv? Azorik Mishas Yochid Shus Rabim, Azorik Mishas Yochid Shus Yochid Derech Shus Rabim. So Akiva holds, let's say, Rabba says Akiva held, he's Mechayiv, Vakluta Gemish Luncho. He's Mechayiv for which Melocha? Not the Melocha of Yafin Zorik Mimoshi, right? That's later. Not the Melocha of Meshi, which is Yafin Zorik Mimoshi, but from Melocha Saitzo, Bosho Haitzo, this Haitzo Haidei. Carrying it, so it's on the Eitzel, and the few I find in the Eitzel we know already, from the Mishnah. There's Eitzel walking out, there's Eitzel putting it down, there's Eitzel reaching out, pulling in, right, while Bryce and Oni respectively. And now there's Eitzel of Kulto Gemi Shehuncho. Eitzel of Kulto Gemi Shehuncho. So let's ask the two questions that go. So you see from here right away, says the Gemara, that what? What happened? Where's Anocho? So the answer is, what's Rabbi Tzidcho? Kulta Gemi Shunucho. Well, how do you tie it up? What's mean Kulta Gemi Shunucho? So as he says, Kimi Shunucho B'Seichayhu. Kimi Shunucho means as if it was put down, means the Melocha finished, as if Hunucho means used as a passive tense. That means as if it was put down, as if the Chavis was put down. I've got Loinoch means it didn't come to a halt. That is Taitan Rashi. Loinoch means it didn't come to a stop. It didn't come to a resting place. I've got the Loinoch. But Kimi Shunucho means as if it was put down. So the Melocha is finished. So we have like this. Is it true to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm not before to speak on the mouth of Rome Children, is it true to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Melocha Haitzor has the three shlovim that we've been talking about the whole time? Three chalokim, three integral chalokim of Haitzor, apply according to Rabbi Akiva too? Is it true?
Yes.
It's Akiva. Then there's Haitzor, and then Nagid, that's also the Chalokim, the Chilu Bechus. And then you have Anocho. The only thing is, Rabbi Akiva has a new mechudas yichid in Anocho. What's Anocho? Being in the Rishus. Being in the Rishus, that's Anocho. Being in the Rishus, that's the being in the Rishus. That was the third chelik of Moch is being in the Rishus. Being in the Rishus. So there's no Haitzor if it's not in the Rishus. Haitzor if it's not in the Rishus, it's not in the Rishus. But it's very, very loose definition of Anocho. So he needs Anocho. But Anocho is being in the Rishus. Once it's in the Rishus, it's already Hunchu B'Seichah, Kimish Hunchu B'Seichah. Kimish Hunchu B'Seichah. Is before we see Taisvitz, right, this Taisvitz, the Masru Avol. You might think the Hulzim Sam is carrying a Chavitz. Sam is carrying and walking through a Chavitz. Also, if the Chavitz was in the Rishus, right? You might think that. Some people think that. And Zurich is like that too. Just being in the yeah. Now, the second child is, the related question, is what's the Melachas Mashavis then, according to Rabbi Akiva? So what's the Melachas Mashavis? That's based on the Melachas Mashavis. Every Melachas needs Melachas Mashavis, right? The Melachas Shenes Ruchel Gufa, we talked about it already. The din of Melachas Shenes Ruchel Gufa, according to Shimon, Melocha Shenis with Guva Spalter applies to Eitzel too, for Shem Mishnah. And you learn from Melachas Mashavis, as Moses says. So, and for example, so, and if we spoke about the Rashi, it's Avidim Ashavte. It's a little bit more Rikhos there. So, with the Tzvichel Guva, with the Melachas Mashavis, in Zurich, what? In Zurich, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's
Melocha,
it's
Melocha,
it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Melocha, it's Meloc the Melachas Mashav is like this. The Melachas Mashav is L'choyu, Yesh Lohim, the Melachas Mashav is passing through the rituals. That was his intention, partially in plain simple terms, before we get to the Lomdus. But what did he want? When he threw the Chavis, he wanted to go from this house across the street into the house, into from the across the street to the house across the street. Oh, and the Dach HaShay Jews doesn't make the mess. Talking about Moitzi. So he wanted the Chavis to pass through the Shus Rabin. It's the Fiva, Rabbi Kiva, that's a Melachas Mashav, it's from Melachas. That's a Melachas Mashav, it's from Melachas. And was his machshava mischayim? That's what he asked. Again, his melachas mashav was there should be, it should fly through the rishus. It should fly through the rishus. Now, that was his intention. Is that a melachas mashav for a melacha? So the answer is, according to Rabbanan, no. According to Rabbanan, there's not even a melachas mashav for a melacha here. Because what he wanted to do doesn't constitute a malacha. What he wanted to do is count the Lagabe Yitzor as like having a kavona to go into Mokum Tur, to go into Kamalas. Right? He's going to a bonon. Hayyayas to a bonon don't hold a kudu kamish hunucho. So he's missing malachas and service from malacha. Vashenki and Lefiva bekiva their kudu kamish hunucho. And in Poshu Balbatish. And the Metzias had problem is that he wanted the Chavis to fly through the Mishos. He wanted the Chavis to fly through. So some albums in Mele have a Yom, have a Kiva, have a Melech Shas, have a Melech. These two things, go hand in hand. Because being in the Rishos is already defined as being Munach in the Rishos. If it's Munach in the Rishos, that Kuva constitutes a Melech. So in Mele, the intention is the same. But according to Kiva, his intention was to do a Melech as I saw, and then it was him, and then perhaps a Melech as Achnosa right afterwards. Kunibondon, his Kavan was not Hitzor, but Lam. There's no more carbon from Nachsa itself on the bond. All right, good.
He really wants to end up in that other rishus.
Good. So there's no coin to bond on. There's no machshava. There's no intention to do Nachsa itself at all. I couldn't give it this. But that's a pearl yaitse. Just understand. That's a pearl yaitse of the first machlok. The first machlok says it's being. How do we define? Is being in the source again an appropriate conclusion of Nachsa itself? Right. That's the first shalom. The bond say no, not being. That's the bimunach in the source. And Rekiva says, no, being in the Shos, Kulta, Kolot in the Shos is inappropriate, is the Gemara of the Melacha. That's the Shlav Gimel of the Melacha. So Mele, if that's what you want to do that, just being in the Shos, it's the Melacha Shos, that's going to give, not going to bond. Going to bond, it's like heating up water to Pochus Metzal Lattes. He didn't do anything. In terms of Melacha, he didn't do anything. Like Melacha Mevashel, he left the Pochus Metzal Lattes, nothing, he didn't do anything.
In the case of
If the group is on him and he wants into the shoes, yeah, that's what I said. We have to learn Taisus. You want that? We'll come to the Taisus. We'll come to the Taisus. Yeah, so let's learn the Gemara a little bit, and then we'll see. It's the Snan. Any other questions?
According to Rabbanan, if I walk from Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, my Malachas Machshavos is not on in the Habara through Rosh Hashanah.
If he walks, and you hold, if he walks from Rosh Hashanah.
So how is it Malachas Machshavos?
Who says Chayiv? If he doesn't stop in Rosh Hashanah.
So according to Rabbanan, he doesn't stop.
It's not Chayiv.
To
even if you hold Malach Goyim as a Shaila, we'll see. But if Malach Lav Goyim, he's never made an Nocho. What does make a difference? Whether he's carrying the Chavis without making a Nocho, or the, he threw the Chavis and didn't make a Nocho.
This would be the same Nocho to the Rabban.
Perhaps not. For the reason that we see cases, right? And I get the impression he's Luntoisvis. Huh? Alright? Anybody Luntoisvis? He's Luntoisvis. Okay. There's the one that has a Kiveg on it. Okay, we'll get it. Yeah.
Kuna Bikiba Bakiosko.
What?
Kuna Bikiba Bakiosko Bakiosko. As soon as he walks into.
Yeah, we just heard that sound. Right in the morning. Yeah, the memo. The memo. The pshita of the rabbis is the commission of the law. So, again, the feet pshita. Let's go one second. Let's just feroys tentatively. Let's try to feroys. So, what did Rabbi answer? What's the answer to the question? Let's go back. What's the answer to the question? That's the most important point.
It's on the ground. It's all
about. What?
It's on the ground. So it's all about.
Who told you? Not here, but what the. Why is it on the ground? Flying through the air. And in of Kim's gets flying through the air. What's on the ground?
It's Kimish.
Okay, so. Or what else can you say?
Just being another show.
Yeah. Yeah, there are two very basic and fundamental ways to understand kind of what Rabbi said. And we'll see, it's good. Who is Mahogi to shame? And. A very basic shayla. So what did Rabbi want? This is the Iker in the sugi here. But what the whole money Rabbi give he don't make the dom aloy bin yamalkum abo al abo. So the two ways of understanding that. Poshut, you would have said that this is an outgrowth of this is the etzim sheet of Rabbi Kiva. They don't need hanoch of a chal, just in being in the chavetz. If being in Rishus, so then there's no, there's obviously no need to talk about a Mokum Dal B'chal. That's what, Mashmos in Rashi is like that. It's the enemy Shani perhaps too. Right? The Poshut that, one just a few ways. The Poshut is, if flying through is Chayiv, and why is that? Because being in Rishus, even temporarily, like Koyf HaPareach, literally, being in Rishus like Koyf HaPareach is. That's enough. That's considered munach. That's the conclusion of the of melachas atzorah. That melachas atzorah was concluded with anocha because it was in the rishus. So no, he obviously there's no din anocha b'chal. So you obviously don't need a mokum dal. Mokum the chayvet doesn't never had a mokum. There's need a mokum. There's need a mokum b'chal. Obviously there's need a mokum dal to dalit. Right, that's the push part. Yeah. What do you want to say? I'm sorry. So it was Ivis chayvet time. Ibis Chayvstein, what? Yeah, Ibis Chayvstein. What's in Sugya? Ibis Chayvstein, so keep by the same token, he holds, they don't need Akiv, me Mokum Dal Dal. Leaving the Shlosi, it does not have, because the Amish we had already, we shared in Mashma, that the definition of Mokum is an Akiv from that Mokum and not on that Mokum. So if it's in the Shlosi, it has to be Chayiv, so to take it out from being in the Shlosi, also an Akiv. Yeah, but that's one that the portion part thing more. We'll tell you that the portion is so. There's another possibility, but you have to know why you have to come out to it. We'll see why you have to come out to me. There is another possibility. Which we show him some simply one. What's the other possibility? Again, the Lashon Rashi, you wouldn't know it. But the other possibility is that Kluta Kamishon Kamin, Kamishon Mulach Agabi Kaka. Exactly. So then we have it's a new divin avon in Rabbi Kiva. The chavis doesn't have to come to a stop because the kemi is not the kemi is even though it's in most of the time it's kemi shemunach it's enough of anocha the gabi the moch. That's what we express it going to Rashi. But it means like this, the Kiva says we view the Chavis as being on the ground, momentarily, which ground the ground underneath it. Well, once it gets into the, once it's completely, okay, there's Shailas here, we're going to with this, a lot of Shailas, Lomdash of Shailas here, including the Kamish Kumcha. Once it comes into the Chavis completely, once the Chavis comes into the Shus completely, then the Din of Kluta Kamish Kumcha applies, and we say, Kilu, it's on the ground now. Kilu's on the ground now. On the ground. So then, if you say something like that, so then the one that more for carrot, that you always have Mokum Dal Dal, right? Yeah.
I mean,
how's
an
Akira
done?
What?
It's always considered on the ground.
Not always.
So what is?
What do you mean? What's the question about Akira?
How are you uprooted from its Mokum Dal Dal? If wherever it is, it's always considered on the ground.
You're asking why is the Chayiv when it leaves? Why is the Chayiv also when it leaves the Kondi Gora?
Yeah.
It's So that's what I mean. Dim Zolim, I can say, when it leaves the Rishos, it's being Netta. So it's only the Kudu when it's completely contained in the Rishos. Once it leaves, so it's Netta from that moment.
So you're having the Chilif and the Piratan
Good. Maybe. Not for sure. There is a music of the Jewish Rishos. But it could be the other two or something. But even Shemot, not for sure. Good point.
What would be a svara?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the add is forward.
Isn't it a story?
Yeah, I have no doubt. Okay, let's see
the Gemara. What was the answer that, the Gemara asked just the add is forward. So what did you say to that? What did
you write? Yeah, it's on the add is forward. So go in the first hour. You don't need an Anochah. I hope everybody remembers the place in Tali Beis. If not, remind yourself. So according to Pesach Malach, entering the Shus, anytime you enter the Shus, anytime the Chavis being in the Shus, is Mechayiv, but that's an appropriate Gemara and Melacha, correct? We didn't call the Gemishuncha. So the question that Gemara asked was, when Oni puts the chavis in the hand of the Balabais is not Dal Dal Dal, the answer is we don't care, because it's not worth the Kutu Mishunukha. It's not worth the Kutu Mishunukha at that point. Or the Fidus Egem Halach, wherever the chavis is, it's Munach on the ground, Kiel is Munach on the ground, the ground is Dal Dal Dal.
When his hand puts his body in the same Rishos,
then it's Kutu
and it's on the ground,
but
then he sticks out
to the
next shoes, and then it's not on the ground there. Because we see when it's on his hand, someone takes it off,
and
they take it off the ground.
What's the first thing again?
When
your hand
would be
ready, if you consider
it on the ground, Kutu would make it.
When do they have that, the Mishnah?
When someone not on the sofa.
What?
Not on the sofa.
Okay.
Right? So then it's on the ground. Then when the Balai sticks it out, now it's not going to be on the ground.
When the Bayi sees his hand out in the Rishos of Avim, yeah, what's the question?
It's not considered on the ground
because of Agad Yad. In which Rishos? That's right, that's why it's Kashan Teres, I'm telling you.
Inside,
when Gufa Yod, we don't have the Shter of Agad Yad, so say Kudu Mishunukha. That's Pashas of Teres, not Sadiq Beis. Alright, we'll get into it. That's one of the main Nukulus in the Sukkah, the two places. The place is here, and the place is on the upside of the face. And Kiveg here sends it in there. Pastor Kiveg is pointing out the spirit. Machlag is now the place is there. But we'll come to it. Let's read the Gemara a little bit. The bonus of the main Kudu Mishunko. The name of the Pshita Lay the Rabbit, the Kudu Mishunko from Domi. The Tech Yud Pligi, Tech Hasel Pligi. Zogd Rashi, B'teich HaSo, if we assume that Kiva is Mechayiv, Zayik, Mishuzeochid, Derech Shuzerav, is Chayiv because of Chayiv So, or, and Kudek Mishunukha, then it's possible that it can only be in Avi Yud. Why? Because the Malm Avi is not in Shuzerav Mechal. If it's the Malm Yud, it not enter the Rishus of Avi. Zogd Rashi, B'teich Yud, Dilu L'Malm Yud, Lav Avi, Shuzerav, Mil, Avi, Mokum, Tor, Rafilu Kuto Leko. It's not even in the Rishos. Kuto means it's in the Rishos. It's not even present in the Rishos. It's not even passing through the Rishos. It's passing above the Rishos. Fine. Let's read another line of the Gemara. Boy, boy, lay rabo. The boy, rabo. Matmi klige, you call klige. Give us a Kuto Mishun Hodomi. A bonus of a Yilom Mine. Kuto Mishun Hodomi. That's one Malach. Abo, Malach, Miyu, Divya, Akos, Potter. Was gilam malay afin zogimayshir. Do not forget. The malam yud plige above plige. Give yourself afin zogimayshir. Once avay afin zogimayshir. Avul matmi tivakol chayuv. By the time Amid goes Mishunto, he meets Unchodomi. And here Rashi cannot leave us alone. Rashi doesn't help us here. The Rashi El Gmo, Poshim Tzat. That's really what we have in Rashi. Zorik mi Moshe. Zorik mi Moshe. The Ilu be Moshe, the Meshus HaYochid, the Shus 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 HaYochid, the Moshe, the real Moshe, handing Tam Shus HaYochid to somebody in the Shus HaYochid, the Shus HaYochid, the Shus HaYochid, Yalfina and Pergazoid Chai of Yolu of Meagol Shomidbo. Shemashin is a Kwashim, Shemashin is a Kwashim Zuzu. Vain Shayochid, Ubin Mishu Sarabim, Vulo Yuzok, you know, is a Melo Shlois Kalkilu. So the Emmis and Mershit in the Mishkon, Mershit in Mishkon was Melo Mute. If you say Yalfina and Zoing Mershit, so that's a Hell of Melo Mute. Okay, so what's the obvious catching more? Thanks, Cashew. What's the obvious catching more here? Either is machlokes of Rabbanim Makivu say kulgim mishloncho, or kulgim Rava Moed say kulgim mishloncho. So what's wrong with our mishlo? Why is the kash and rabbo? Right. So 3 day yutzim taisus. Right. Yutzim taisus. Yutzim taisus. Okay. Let's go back and start going through the taisus in the midst of Hashem. Avu l'mal miyudim yakov potu. יש לכיח קצת מכאן למשת חייב נמי למד מיות דים זה ימצא לא עם הפעות לפי שלא מצלין ומי של משת למד מיות שכל עושה יגבו עם יוד אם כן לא עם מוחו well what's the issue this is the shell is like this the in the prototypical moshit in the mishkan was malmiyud because the levim was sending on the goals of malmiyud And they were Moshe the Koshim in through Avi and Lamal Miyud. Avi and Tavim and Shazavim. Into the... Yeah. That's possible. That's Sholovek right now. Right away. That possible the... Not possible, but the Muchuch. That in this new Moloch and the Moloch called Moshe. Mishazavim. So the... It's a melacha like the definition of the melacha is that it goes through three mishugas, involves three mishugas. It's a melacha of three mishugas, right? Hitzan achnosa is one chil mishugas. Here the melacha involves three mishugas, and that's possible. That's the potzach. But the second point is that that just like you want to make the shalosh, what function to define the function of the second mishugas, the middle mishugas, which is just a harab in beinayhem. So it's not its involvement in the melacha is because it intervenes between the two shlusa yochid. I mean to explain. How can it be that the malamir is chayiv and perhaps the matamir is not chayiv? Right? How can it be? If chom esavu, if you define the melacha as being going, he went through three shuyas. He said shlusa yochid. He went through a traverse of shlusa rabbim and he got to shlusa yochid. So. How can it be if he goes Mamish Derech Lamatum Yud? It's not Chayim. How can it be? The third is because the Mishut, the Iker, where we define the function of the Mishut Sarabim here, is that it's Mavshik between the two Mishuyas. So it's not like it's so into Mishut Sarabim, Be'etzim. But it's going through, it's reaching the Mishut Sarabim, it's separated by Mishut Sarabim. That's possible. So the Mele, now Toys says, Yesh is Tabek. I mean, Toys says, Yesh is Chayitzas. Yes, it's a topic. The other way says, yes, it's a topic. Yes, it's a topic. The yes, it's a topic. What route does the Chavis take through the Shazarabim? Lamazmi, Lamalmi. In the Mishkan, it went Lamalmi. So, again, that's not me gerei if I'm defining the Malach as being Shazarach, Derech, Shazarabim. Because in here, in this Malach as Moshe, Derech means going across, but not being Munachin. So going across, he went across, even to Lamalmi. Having said that, I'm not seeing what Tosha says. So, yes, Yechiyak says, Mikan Tamer Shechayu Lamad Miyud, which something we wouldn't know necessarily because the Mishkan didn't do it like that. Because if you say, Dintam Shalem Mapotu Fish, the Loyman Sinu Mishkan Mishkan Lamad Miyud, so go say, Gvoy Miyud, Zim Kain, Loy Mohocho, Lamad Miyud, Zim Yakov Chayu, Yafinan, Mishkan Zerik Mishkan. Now, if Moshe is limited to Lamal Miyud. So then the Alfina Zegri Moshe is also limited to Lamal Miyud. So then whatever we can, and so Lamal Miyud, Lamal Miyud is like Chorz Azel, like Noga Malchus Bechavito, Lamal Miyud, the issue is only an issue of, by Voshim Tan Taisis, Lamal Miyud, the issue is only an issue of Kluta Gemishon, Lamal Miyud, Kluta Gemishon, it doesn't apply because the Hitzor and Achnos is all Lamal Miyud, and Lamal Miyud, the issue is the Alfina Zegri Moshe. Just like, and Kluta Gemishon doesn't apply Lamal Miyud, Rimchaivim, and the Alfina Zegri Moshe doesn't apply Lamal Miyud, Rimchaivim, Mishum Lachas, Zegri Moshe, Zegri Moshe. So, the Gemara, by the same token, could have said, "Mken leim mahocha, avol lemal miyud tevakel chayev." The mechayikis is, "Yafin mishuncha." What about lemal miyud? Every holds chayev. Avol ato, but if we say that the meishit is chayev mat miyud, or lo motzi lemeima, the lemal miyud tevakel chayev. Because of why? Because of yafin zogim meishit, then mken mat miyud also should be chayev. It's my time for to say. My time for to say. Good. Fine. Here, one reason and later another reason. So the Mishnah, you can't say that. The Mishnah holds the son of Kama Bazoi, Koshem, but Utah Achas. Have a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Have a Mishnah, a foolish Mishnah. Koshem, but Utah Achas, Azoi, Poto, Vamoishit, Chayov. Our Moloya Finn is a Mishnah. Zatano doesn't hold the Mishnah. Zamantamia. Teda, the Kinami, the Kinami name of the Mesh Haif Lamatam Yud. I thought the Kinami name of the Mesh Haif Lamatam Yud. Have a Motil Mema, and then look him there. The Kuli Ami Fina Zoeg me Mesh it. We do Dachas, Ben Lamal, Ben Lamatu, Ben Lamal to Mud, Ben Lamal Mud, Yval Chayev, and the Machlag is a Kuto. Now, the different who came to these different scenarios, you could have had like this. Do the other day by Hot Chayim, because the Afin Zagim Meshit. Where's the Nagay declare Kudu Mishunuchu is not Meshit, the Afin Zagim Meshit? But they do this. The Mas of Amin Kudu Mishunuchu, Mas of Lai Minim. Elad Lai Mas of 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 Tema koch zayg mi mishus yoch od shus yoch der shus vayb noy be mishkon. Tema vayb mishkon matel mi lef mi mishit. Mai tem nami do von der patre kem do mishkon mai mi khayb mi kive. Ti betol de der tosh mi noch a gur en no khayb al dav koisen so yb mishkon. De fishes. Ve shleima der kive tsav tsayg do mi tvei le mishit mi mai do mi shat tokus le hoyt so. Oh, this is important another rule in the belong to the base, the Tais is the base, and all of the Tais is the Zorik. This is a Sibori, not just a question of the similarity of the affinity of Zorik to Moshit, the affinity of Moshit, is not just that it warrants inclusion as a total. Because now we know Tais is directly saying that being that I told Mohagua, Stam Sibori's, which warrant inclusion that would tell you to be a total, don't apply, has been Mamish. So we know even if we taste this, I could put him, there's some stories that are, which I'm strongest for, like Mali Yafuki, Mali Yule. Okay, so this is along the lines of the of Shavuot, this is a strong story. It's Mam Tanuach. Tanuach, and despite the fact that Mokhagua, the story tells you to be Mechai. Fine, good. Okay. Avul Mat Miyud. Here we come to the nitty gritty taste this. Mat Miyud, the Vakal Chai, Dama Kuz Mishuncha. כי זה החייבת ביותר של עוני אשר בעל בית עשה את לוטו נושא את לוטו תוהו כי זה נושאין בעל הבית לתויך יודוי והוציא לא ימי חייב אוקיי, בוא שאתה את זה את זה זה בי תס עוד בוא שאתה את זה את זה
נגד יד
מה? נגד יד, לא בוא שאתה את זה את זה, בוא שאתה את זה, בוא שאתה את זה The Allah of Kutuk Mishuncha doesn't apply when the Chavis is held in the hands of the owner of the Balabai. So what's the Raya? How do I prove it? Doesn't apply. So it's a nice thing. Balabai is a Tech Yodai. What case is Tech is focusing on? What?
In case of Jerban on the Mishnah, should we not be the Raya?
The case in which the Matresh is specifically talking about is when the Balabayas puts it in the hand of the Oni. The Oni takes it out. So it's named Ptur. Shneihem Ptur. Why is Oni Ptur? But that's the case. The Noisem Balabayas, the Techiot, means the Oni stuff gets an empty hand in Bifnim. Balabayas put the Chavis in his hand. So what do we know? What do we know? Why is the mechayev? What do you say? Why is not mechayev? What?
Into an akira.
Into an akira. Pashas into an akira. The Rosh Hashanah about that. And now he gives us the other lonayich. The Rosh Hashanah is the other lonayich. The other lonayich. What does he want? Today's coming to give out the kasha. What's today's kasha? Today's coming to answer the kasha. The unspoken kashya was a tremendous. What's a tremendous kashya? What? According to Rabbi Kiva, they called the Gemish Unuchor, Eva called the Gemish Unuchor. Any time a Chavis called in the shows of Gemish Unuchor. So taking from a matter of called the Gemish Unuchor to be in a Kiva. So the whole Musak of Yadol Nayich, if you want, to be relevant, according to Rabbi Kiva. So in the case of Toys is. Talking about, the only should be chayiv because he made an akira. Because called the mishloach. It's not worse. It's not worse, right? Even the master will see later. If you all called the mishloach, so the chayiv is flying through the chayiv is flying through the rishus. It goes into the rishus and it flies out. Into the rishus, it's a chayiv time. So called the mishloach, got to be akira too. It goes in munach and leaves. The akira is chayiv. It's chayiv time. One for it, so one for achnosu. So you see that you say kulik mishunko to mechayvim, and then it flies out. Whenever the akir is, but then it flies out, it's chayv. So now the oni, so it's kulik mishunko. So the oni should be chayv for taking it out. It doesn't have to fly. He can go on the sand too. What's the answer? What's the way to say? What is even mean? The chayv is well. So oni is on bias. Lo shayech kulto. So you want to say that Tosh means the same thing. Tosh means Kodragit. That doesn't say it. Tosh is mashma that the ever says that you'd want to make the two Tosh in Shlim Taka. So but you could say but I mean Epshin. But let's just Kivagin here and in other places assume that it's a Machogi. But let's touch the words here. If we take the words here literally, Lo Shai Kulta, what does it mean? Lo Shai Kulta means, Lo Shai Kulta, not the Kulta that is a Chisorin in the din of Kulta in Tzayim HaChayim. Lo Shai Kulta is Hakim L'Choyim, Lo Fi Kulta means, the din of Abkivit, the din of Kulta, the commission of Kulta doesn't apply. When Chayim is in the Yah. It's only when Chayim is in free fall, in free motion in space, we say Kulta can be Shohuncho. But Tosfos is now saying a gewaltig svar in the whole musar of kulto gemish uncho. And when we say kulto gemish uncho, and you can say it in a few ways. You can say it in a few ways, it's related, similar kind of. When do we say kulto gemish uncho, bedavke, if the chevet is flying through the shus. But if the chevet is on the surface, resting on the surface, then you don't say kulto gemish uncho. What? On the surface. I forget moving. I said moving. It's on the surface. It doesn't be moving. Who is the moving? That's make difference. Moving and not moving. If it's heavy, it's on the surface. That's the good to be shown. What?
It's for not applying
The Rashi says that Dalit is for the Neve and the Chosha and Ochan and Kivos and Kivos. Rashi says that the requirement of Dalit is for Ochan and Kivos. So why should we connect to this?
According to Rashi, maybe even when it's in the guy's hand,
the Yod is not even after all. The Rashi is not enough. So what about Dalit? No, what's up with Dalit? With Mochav Dalit? True, Rashi learns that the requirement of Dalad is to the Meva and Chosan Nocho. But then came a Kiva and said, Kutu Mishumcho. Rashi was the only need a Maisha Nocho. Even Maisha Nocho, just being in the case. So I don't see that.
Rabbi's saying that
the Kutu is a Kishimunacho got the Karaka, yeah? Oh. So, that's what do you think? That the Baal Teis is hold. We'll see if that's tenable when we get to the Teis right there. Baal Teis is hold. Kilut Munach and Kilut Munach Agabe Kaka. Let's see if we can go for him work it out. Kilut Munach Agabe Kaka. So then we say, if the Chavis has another Mokom Menocha, that's a serious thing, Kilut Munach. Well, the Meisah before you learn Teis number base. The Teis hold like that. Meisah says, on top of Dalad number base, that it says Kudok Mishumcho. Even hold the Kudok Mishumcho. So when the chayvet flies through Avir L'mal Miyud, which is the Mokom Tur, it's a Kuduk Mishumcho in the Avir L'mal Miyud. So Pasha, the Avir L'mal Miyud doesn't have any kaka associated with it. Avir L'mal Miyud, insofar as the Mokom Tur, it has no kaka. And Avir B'chein Teis holds it to say, it's a Kuduk Mishumcho in Avir L'mal Miyud. That's what I said. The Ma'aseh, but so let's just say this. When the Chavitz has the Mokom Menocha, the Seer the Hut, the Commission. So now we have that like this. So what I mean is this. If you want to say that Hut, the Commission means the Mulach Agave Kaka, then that's a Poshup path. But if you hold it not, Kimi Shul Mulach Agave Kaka, it's Mulach Bim Koymei, Bashi Roshom, so what's the part, the other Shul Oni, the other Shul Abai, so Shai Kuto? Why not? What? Yeah, good. So you can say, that we look at the Rishos as being the Mokom Anocha. Now, it's coming into Rishos constitutes an Anocha, and by the same token, leaving Rishos constitutes an Akira. But you can only say that if it didn't have an immediate Mokom Menocha. If it had an immediate Mokom Menocha, which is one of the spirits, if it had an immediate Mokom Menocha, so then coming into the source wasn't Mechadish. Then for it to be considered Munach in the source, so being in the source is not enough. Then for it to be considered Munach, you have to put it down. And the Maestro, this is, okay. The Shaili is, Tracy's and Sadiq Beis says a different. Tam has a whole different approach to Tracy we learned on Sadiq Beis. So Mitzvah Hashem, Pasha is a Mitzvah Shem, we resume this topic, we never sing the Dalia. I'll see you tomorrow. And we'll continue the Mitzvah against in the Rosh.